Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
A little sidestep for the moment. Most specialist children's hospitals are to be found in big cities, which can often present a major problem for parents and families who have to travel for hours and hours every day just to visit their sick child. But one couple decided through their own difficult experience that they had to do something to help. And that came in the form of Hughes House in Dublin. I'd never heard of it, but Mr. Cormac Battle went to visit them and he joins me now. Cormac.
Yes, I hadn't heard of it either, Jen, until it was brought to my attention. So I went up to have a visit to Hughes House. And what it is basically is two large Georgian buildings off Mountjoy Square. They're fabulous buildings named after baby Hugh, who spent the entire 247 days of his short life, nearly all of them, in hospital. But what Hugh's parents, Dubliners Aidy Stack and Martin Curley, saw during that time in the hospital with Hugh inspired them to do something, because what they saw was people. They're from Dublin and the specialist hospitals are in Dublin looking after children. So people who live there can go home. They're not too far away. But if you're living 2, 3 hours, 4 hours outside of Dublin, it becomes an issue when trying to visit, especially if your child is in long-term care. So they had an idea after seeing, you know, people having to sleep in their cars, people sleeping on plastic chairs, or just seeing kids in the hospitals as well, not getting visitors, that this is not right. And so they decided that they would get together and get two houses, or one house at least, and turn them into what has become Hughes Houses. 14 bedrooms, most of them are en suite, and they're constantly occupied with various range of parents who have one thing in common, that a baby or child is in need of specialist hospital care in the capital city. Some people have stayed there for a year, and one person actually stayed there for a long stay of 2.5 years.
This is a house for the parents.
This is a house for the parents, because people forget that, especially people from outside the country, have really nowhere to stay. They can't stay in hotels. Most people don't have the money for that kind of thing. Anyway, here's Aidy telling me how she got the idea for setting up Hughes House.
Hugh was born in December 2012. For the first 6 months, he never left hospital, and he really only got out of hospital for 6 weeks of his life. And as a pharmacist, I had spent time in hospital, but I had always spent time in hospital on a task. And suddenly I was in the chair watching everything else going on, and they were trying to get me not to read charts. So you start looking around and seeing who was there and who wasn't there. Who were the kids who didn't have visitors? Who were the patients who maybe only had a visitor on a Saturday? And then what was really hard in the hospital is when another child would go for you to pick them up and you weren't allowed to pick them up, and they just wanted to be held. And I found that really hard. And that for me, one of the things is to make sure their mum or dad was there, is so I didn't have to turn down a child who asked me to pick them up. So from April, I started looking for a house. And within a year, we'd bought the houses. But starting with one house, that was the sense of what we felt the people needed. Because we had been that person.
That is so unbelievably sad. Fair play to her. You met somebody staying there in the house. Can you tell me a bit about them?
Yeah, like when I went there and met Aidy, she introduced me to a woman called Patricia, who at that time when I called, she's living outside of Dublin a good bit, I think about an hour and a half outside Dublin. And she told me why she was there.
My twin girls were born here 4 weeks ago. They were premature. They were born 28 weeks and 5 days in the coombe, so they had to be here. And I worried at the time when they were born, what was I going to do? How was I going to be able to stay with them or stay close by? And luckily, I was informed while at hospital of Hughes House, and I've been able to stay here with them. And it's just meant that I can be close to them if I'm needed quickly or something happens. I can be there with them within 15 minutes.
You said some parents, you met some people that were there for a year, or you heard of people who were there for a year.
2.5 years.
Wow.
One set of parents were there for. And obviously, if your child is going to be in that for that long in a hospital, you can't, you know, and you live in wherever, a long way away, you can't visit every day. You want the option to be able to visit every day. You want to be able to, if there's something happening, to be able to walk across to the hospital and not get a phone call and be, you know, 4 hours away and can't react to these things, especially when your children are in hospital. And what I found very kind of touching about what Adie said a little bit earlier on was the fact that she would go in and visit Hugh, but beside Hugh would be children who weren't getting visitors at all because of the practicalities of parents, siblings, just not being available all the time or having somewhere to stay, the most important thing, in Dublin, because it's too expensive, nowhere to stay. So therefore, they can't go and see their sick child every day. So which was the reason why Adie and Martin decided to get Hugh's house up and running. So that's that, and that's where it is. That's where it's at today.
Adie talks about a concept she came upon, which was a turning point for her.
Yeah, she talked about this idea I'd never heard of, which was called moving the love. And how it can turn overwhelming grief into something positive. She said that if you don't let go of the love, it will ultimately hurt you. Have a listen.
Ultimately, if you don't move it, I think it starts eating you. I've seen people over the years who've lost people really close to them, and it almost becomes like a poison. And I think what you have to do is, I didn't replace you with Hugh's house, but I had suddenly made all this time there, I was going to the hospital every day and had all of these things that I felt you could be better. And that I said that energy of like mourning him and crying every day, like I cried every day for the first year. And suddenly he died in August. And suddenly the August the following year, I had a day I didn't cry. And the things, the energy I had for Hugh, like I protected him like a tiger, that all of that energy could end up suddenly coming into tension and anxiety. And they said, no, let's just put on the wash machine. Let's just try and make somewhere for people to stay. And it was maybe protect yourself by using your energy for good.
Does Adie think this is something that should happen in other cities? I mean, herself and Martin, is it? Is that her partner?
Yeah, Martin, yeah.
Have this in Dublin, but... Yeah, but it's
absolutely
much needed, obviously, right?
I mean, she
country.
Feels very passionately about it. It seems like a no-brainer when you hear about actually how cost-effective it is to run a facility like Hugh's House.
This is what other countries do. Like, we're the ones who suddenly have, luckily, having 70,000 babies a year and forgot that if the children are going to survive, sometimes they need a longer time in hospital. So we need to have accommodation nearby. Like, it costs us €105 a week to keep a family here with fully stocked kitchens, all the sheets going out to laundry, all the towels. That's less than a hostel. And we do it because people donate the toilet roll, the cleaning fluids come, you know, from different companies, from doing it smart. Duns gave us chicken goujons yesterday, so we're all eating chicken goujons all day. And we try and work it smart. No one gets paid. We have two part-time employees. Mm-hmm. This is a very cost-effective model. And for the benefits that it has on long-term well-being, better outcomes, the hospital has said the outcomes are better. This makes financial sense, even if you don't care where people sleep when their kids are in hospital.
Hmm. And a sick child needs their loved ones and parents around them as much as possible. And full stop.
Yeah, it should be. Like, obviously, this should be everywhere. Maybe in European countries, this is the norm, but it doesn't seem like it's that way in Ireland when you have people voluntarily going way beyond the call of duty to provide this kind of a service for people coming up from...
Galway, wherever.
Where they need to come for these specialist hospitals.
You spent a couple of hours there, Cormac. What are the houses like?
To be honest, when I was going up there, I thought, my imagination, they were going to be kind of slightly hostily, you know, basic, rudimentary kind of rooms because of the cost involved and so on. I was wrong. This place is like... Fair play to Adie and everybody involved in putting it together. These are beautiful Georgian houses. And it's like a boutique hotel, honestly. I walked into a room, the first room I went into, it's their front room, and it's like something you'd see on Instagrams, some person or, you know, who shows off their rooms on Instagram, or rooms that you'd like to see in a glossy interior magazine. There was candles. It was very plush. The vibe was perfect in there. It was quiet. It had a quiet dignity for people to respect their privacy. And, you know, people are dealing with some difficult situations and, you know, not so difficult situations as well. But this is not what you would imagine it to be. This place is absolutely fab. And the fact that they offer it to people for free is quite extraordinary.
Adie has a unique approach to fundraising. Doesn't she?
She does, yeah. Like, you know, you usually hear about places or facilities like this and they just need money, 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 money. And of course, look, you do need money to run these places. But she had very imaginative ideas in ways you can help.
If you had vouchers in your house, €8 left on a penny voucher, €10 left on a Dunnes voucher. So practically, if people had vouchers that were half used, not used, if they could post them to us, we'd love them. We have a donate button. Maybe say in your work, would you sponsor a fruit basket? So if you're getting a fruit basket in work, we'd love. In COVID, some of the offices were closed and two companies gave us their fruit baskets, but now their offices are open, they've taken their fruit baskets back. But the family's loved. It keeps them healthy.
So you're open to all ideas,
yeah,
really?
We're open. Like, we love if people said, I'm an electrician. The joy of having 14 bedrooms, imagine your own house. We need shelves put up. People say, you know what? I'm not going to give a donation of money, but I'm going to give time. That's actually more valuable. Like, we love a good tradesman. Before COVID, we love that people will do a barbecue in the summer and they can bring all their team. But we ask them to invite the families as well. So you can use our garden, and we have a beautiful garden in city centre. And once you're willing to invite the parents who'd love a burger too, include them, because some of our families are with us for years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You go up and have your party up there and invite the families along. I think that's something else. And it's so right. You're talking about tradesmen, people who can do things. You know, sometimes money's not the answer all the time. Or she talked to me about an initiative where she was saying that a company could sponsor a pizza night of a Friday night or something like that. So they're open to all these ideas. It's not just like, you know, send us your cash. It's much more, I think, you know, that's the way forward in terms of trying to generate, you know, support for situations like this, you know.
Before I let you go, have you heard how Patricia's twins are doing?
I am glad to say, after being born prematurely at 28 weeks, Isabel and Ruby are doing very well indeed. And Patricia, who I had a message from, couldn't express enough how important it was to have a facility like Hugh's House in Dublin, so she could be close to them during those worrying times in hospital and be just minutes away. And Patricia felt very strongly as well about rolling out something like this out to other cities. And this is what she said.
Absolutely. I mean, nobody ever knows when they're going to need somewhere like this. You don't have to have premature babies. It could be kids at any stage. And kids get sick outside of Dublin too. And it would be fantastic to see a facility like this rolled out across the country, and maybe even for the government to look into being able to fund something like this as well. So definitely would be great.
Well, Cormac, thanks so much for that. And what a wonderful thing Adie and Martin and the gang are doing. And as Cormac said, if you want more information, if your company or you want to donate anything, a pizza party,
time,
a fruit basket, time,
time,
your tradesman,
is the thing, yeah,
anything like that, just go and check out. They have a website. It's hugheshouse.ie.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.